Welcome back to Deep Talks, the latest episode in the company of Ivan Baryshnikov. Okay, Ivan, we were talking about some ideas that you developed during the pandemic, in particular through the use of social networks. I have to say that at that time, especially during 2020, social media was full of musician videos, you know. So I guess somehow this overproduction of material made it difficult to enjoy. But I'm really, really curious to take a look at your social networks now.
You can search for a tag, 1 minute lesson. And if you go there, I think, yes, and I think my videos are still up there. And also what I noticed is I didn't see a lot of people doing this kind of stuff. So it was also a way of not kind of coping other people, because as you mentioned, Giovanni, there was a lot of music videos at that moment.
Yeah,
when you had like, you know, like even big bands with a lot of like a huge grid of people.
Yeah,
you know, and you, it's all on the small screen. Crazy. So I was at least I was trying to give back some knowledge.
Something, yeah.
To some people that are interested in, you know,
I'll steal your format for my students, but in a real situation, because as you know, as you maybe know, the attention today, you know, it's really difficult to, you know, to keep the attention of your of the students today, and 1 minute lesson would be, I think it works, you know. But it's really hard.
It's perfect. I mean, I think it should be like 15 seconds now, because when you have TikTok, I think it should be even 10 seconds less than that.
That's weird, guys. I don't know where the world is going, but it's weird.
Yeah, me neither. Like, and I'm like, first when I see this app, and I'm like, well, nobody will be interested in it. But then after a year, you hear numbers that music industry earns more money on TikTok than it earns on other streaming services like Spotify even, and Apple Music and others.
Yeah,
and I'm
crazy.
Like, what? Like,
what
is this? You know, it's like, young
but
people.
How do you guys look at it?
It's a new generation, and you cannot ignore it. And I see a lot of people that are only on TikTok now, and they don't even have Instagram and Facebook.
Or Facebook, or
because they can. Facebook is dead, and they consider Instagram boring. You know, and it's kind of. I think you have to be on TikTok as well if you are. If you want to be
reach,
you know, online,
yeah.
But it's tricky. It's a whole another conversation. Maybe we can also sometimes like talk about it. But the short thing is, you can try to be everywhere, but it will it will suck up all of your energy, and also. I see a lot of professionals. Some of them are in music, but also some in film industry. They are not even online, you know. So I think it's still you can get booked, and still you can be known without being
without
on like every single platform that is out there, you know. I was trying to do Clubhouse talks, you know, and it took a lot of energy to do this, but now I don't even hear about Clubhouse anymore. I don't know if it is still up there. I don't know.
No, me neither, actually.
But TikTok is like a rocket.
Yeah, TikTok is a rocket, and I remember I read a couple of days ago on a marketing review, like they say like there were experts describing the several social media, and they said the thing is with Facebook and Instagram, you kind of you put up what you want other people to see from you. So people go looking for something that actually doesn't match with who you really are. With TikTok, it's actually the other way around, meaning that when you're on TikTok, you do what you would do. So people would check, and the algorithm that spreads the videos is also kind of random. So people that will come that will see your footage, your videos, or what you do, would eventually come back because they are interested in what you do and who you are as a person that expresses himself or herself on TikTok. And I never looked at it like this.
Yeah,
because it's, you can do everything you want on TikTok, and that's exactly what the other people want to see. Like, they want to see, I would like to see how Ivan, does something. I mean, I wouldn't like to see how something should be made.
Mm.
And this is something that changed my vision a bit about TikTok, I have to say. Because
guys, I'm going on TikTok. You just inspired
me.
Okay,
let's follow each other.
Yeah.
No, but it really made me think because, what you say, it's a new generation, it's a new thing. But, I think it's also like I like to be always on top of what's going on, you know. I don't want to be the old man that say, how do you do this? How long have we been talking so far?
It's like more than an hour, and 10 minutes, something, you know.
That.
Maybe we should change the name, Giovanni, but from deep talks to long talks.
But we split the episode normally in two or three, so it's okay, Moreno, don't worry. But
the average so far was 1 hour and a half.
Yeah, and a half.
So okay. Three episodes per...
And it's okay, no, it's nice. 1 hour and a half almost, you know, so yeah.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
But...
we can share some final thoughts or something like that.
Yeah, but because you mentioned I keep on using Dutch words just because. But
how many languages are you using at the same time, Moreno?
I don't want to know.
Probably Italian.
I don't want to know.
From Italian too.
I don't want to know. I also invented my own language.
Okay. you're making your own language.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I studied the classics and now
now you're making your own.
No, but do you have, like you said, sucking your energy, or like you should, kind of be careful with how you use your energy and how you put your effort. But do you have a kind of routine, even of a kind of like a productivity routine? Do you have something like that?
In general, or
evening routine, morning routine, something.
Well, yes, of course. I have my routines, and it is also related to my family routines, of course. I'll just say that in general, to have a schedule and to have a routine is the most. It's like the healthiest way of living life, I think. But also, when you make a routine, you don't have to force yourself too much. It's not like, now I come up with a perfect routine and I'm trying to stick with it and well, in a couple of weeks, everything falls apart, and then you make a step back. Actually, you know, it's more about I have my goals for far future. I have my goals for near future, and I'm trying to keep them somewhere written, but I don't really focus too much on them, because then it will distract me from everyday stuff. But I'm trying to plan my everyday stuff, and I'm trying to make my decisions and my choices based on basically one question. Does it help me to achieve my goals in future or not? And so, for example, if I want to earn a certain money as a musician or a teacher, when somebody offers me a job, a concert or a gig, I'm not rushing to say yes. I'm now more of a, okay, does it line up with what I do? Does it line up with my kind of belief system and my mindset and my kind of priorities, you know? And does it help me to achieve my goals? And of course, there's always a reality check. It's very important. But basically, you're just slowly moving to what you want to achieve. And of course, some routines are involved. And to be honest, now I have to come up with kind of a new routine, because I just moved a month ago, and my whole place is still a mess, and I'm trying to get used to a new place and a new area. And I think it's a good way to have a fresh start, you know, like to organize a routine. But speaking of music and practicing, generally I stick to a percentage routine. What I mean by that is I spend a certain percentage of time to my, let's say, skills, my saxophone skills, certain percentage to my overall music education. It's like learning or even composing, learning new stuff, developing ideas. And then I have a certain percentage of time for my business, music business, right? And what I mean by that is, if I have, let's say, 33% on each stuff, then if I have an hour of time, I spend 20 minutes on one, 20 minutes on another, 20 minutes on the last thing. If I have 2 hours, then I split it in three parts. If I have 3 hours, then I split it in 3 hours, and so on. You know, so I'm trying to hit every project, even if I have 5 minutes, but I'm trying to, you know, at least give it some time, because if you skip something for one day, I'm not counting the days off, because it's important also to have at least 1 day off work a week. During the working week, it's like even a little bit. It's like, for example, now I started to learn a new skill. It's Dutch language. And so at least I take a piece of text from a newspaper, and I try to read it and translate it. When I have more time, then I do writing exercises, listening exercises and stuff like that. So it's like, yeah, but it can be hard, you know, the balance is super hard.
Now, speaking of this, first of all, I could give you some tips regarding books for Dutch language and or techniques that I also used.
Perfect.
I remember, for instance, I used to read Donald Duck.
Oh, okay.
But in Dutch, because it's perfect, small sentences, simple, like it's for kids. So, yeah. I mean, you have everything you need to know. And then I also used to do the in Dutch is the zoekwoorden.
Oh, yeah, yes.
It's It's basically Giovanni is like the kind of puzzles where mm-hmm. you have a lot of letters okay. and then you have to circle the words. Okay. Then I would get, yeah. Then you have to find the word, so it's perfect mm-hmm. because you learn how you write it. Yeah. So you kind of also learn how to pronounce it mm-hmm. again. At least that's how it works for me. If I see it written, then I can also imagine the pronunciation. And then I have a dictionary, which is for foreigners learning Dutch, which explains the main Dutch words in Dutch.
Oh, nice. Also with examples. That's a really good one, yeah.
I'm going to send you, I cannot remember exactly the name of it now, but I have it downstairs. I'm going to check it later and I'll send you the name.
Yes, send me.
I would go with our final thoughts. But before that, I would like to ask, because we are talking about books. Ivan, can you name three books? That you say, oh man, these books are really needed for the musician of today, or for the entrepreneur of today, or for this. Can you name three books?
That's a good one. I would say, okay, I'm gonna name three books because. The number three is a pretty strong limit, you know. I would recommend more, but okay, if you're talking about three books. First book is Donald Passman. It is All You Need to Know About the Music Business book. I think this is... I mean, basically, this is the book to have if you want to learn about music business. Basically, before you go into any music business, first read this book. Right, it has almost everything. And they always make editions. And the last edition also has a lot of information about streaming and where it all is going. About contracts and stuff like that, but also it's a general advice on how to choose people for your team, how do you choose people, the right people to work with, how do you negotiate agreements, and it's going very deep into legal terms and stuff like that, but also you can just use it for local gigs, you know, to negotiate, you know, it's more about how your mindset changes. The next book I will recommend, it's easy because I now looking at my desk and it's by Jordan Peterson, 12 Rules for Life. I think it's a great read. I think every musician should read these type of books because it's more about life and how life works. And Jordan Peterson is a very realistic person. And I know that not everyone likes his approach, but certainly you can learn a lot from this book. You don't have to take everything as a complete truth, but certainly you learn a lot about psychology, about how people make decisions, how they behave, stuff like that. It's a very interesting read, and also very for me at least, it's a bit a hard read, so it takes a lot of time to read this book, at least for me. And the last book I recommend is by Erica Wernick, and it is Meant for This. And Erica Wernick, she works in the Hollywood industry in Los Angeles, and she started as a graphic designer in the industry. And she was a person that had no connections in the Hollywood industry. And she break into the industry, and She made a career, and now she works as a coach for artists. And this book is about how you change your belief system and how you think about that you are worthy of doing great things and getting great projects and great work and great lifestyle. And this book changed a lot about my mindset.
Oh.
And about my core beliefs, you know. And so it's going also, it's digging very deep. It is written very in a very easy language. So this is the first book that I was reading that could speak to me as an artist, because you have a lot of kind of self-help books and self-development books, and they are just written in another language. They could work for other people, but for artists, I think this is kind of the best book that I can recommend at the moment, at least.
What's the title again? I kind of miss it.
Meant for This, Erica Wernick.
Oh, Meant for This.
Yes,
okay, okay,
Meant
okay.
for This. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a really great book. I think you can get it as a paper book, also audio. So it's an amazing book.
Yeah, cool. I mean, I'm really happy because I didn't read any of the books you mentioned, and
go
they
ahead.
Are like yeah, no, that's cool because I also have a kind of top three, and for instance, a book that really changed also my way of approaching to music was Free Play of Nachmanovic. I don't know if you guys read it, but it's a like how can you really play like free in a free way, like meaning without judgments or like also self-judgments and that kind of things. And it also resonates with of course Effortless Mastery from Kenny Werner was also a really nice read. And then of course there's Concerning the Spiritual in Arts from Kandinsky. Mm-hmm. That was that leads me actually to the conclusion, like we are kind of I'm going back to the start with this, because we started with like how do you stay like modern now, so the relationship with tradition and like a modernity, we could say. And there's a quote I would like to share with you guys that I had in my mind as I was listening to you. It is, every work of art is the child of its time. Often it is the mother of our emotions.
Mm.
And that's exactly what I also think and feel, how I feel about music, like music of other ages. Because what he says also in the book is, yeah, guys, okay, you can make art like they did in the Renaissance, but still, it's not your art, because that art was meant to be there at that moment because of the how the situation was. So. This would sound just like a kind of imitation. There's no art. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Indeed. Yeah. I think we
we've gone pretty
deep.
We
said a lot more. Yeah, we went
reached
really
our
deep,
destination.
You know, yeah. Yeah, but you know what? I mean, and I really want to share this with you live. I mean, as we are talking, I feel really motivated now.
Yeah.
Like, I want to learn new things, like get to work again. I mean, it was really... thank you guys, because it was really...
amazing.
I really appreciate it. Yes.
Thank you, Ivan.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Thanks for your time, Ivan.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, we stole your time as a father, as an husband.
Yeah.
I mean, Yeah.
No, it's for.
But it was really worth it. So
for me, yeah. It was a completely a great time. You know, I've had a nice conversation because you guys let me to reflect. You know, let me reflect on a lot of things that I've done and I've been through for the last several years. So yeah, thanks for that, actually. You know. Yes,
happy to hear, because that's exactly what we would like to do, like what we do also with ourselves. So and I knew that that you would match with Deep Talks. So I mean, I'm happy you accepted and I'm happy you enjoyed.
Yeah,
so Deep thanks talk. Again, Ivan.
Yes, just one thing also to all the listeners, you know, thanks for being here, thanks for listening if you made it till the end, you know.
Hopefully. So that was it with Ivan Baryshnikov, such an inspiring deep talk. This was our first episode in English and there will be more. If you enjoyed this show, please consider following us on Spotify, download the episode and share it with your friends. Till next time!